Item number one is an application for subdivision and rezoning for 405 Ahmed Avenue under file DASZ 26-2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will be heard at the same time, namely, item number two, which is an application for variance for the same premise suspected, under file DAV 144929/2011D. This time I'll call the applicant forward.
Andrew Walk, 106 100 Osborne Street, Winnipeg.
On this piece of land?
What we've... What we're proposing is on the property located at 405 Hamel, which is effectively the end of Hamel, immediately east of Desmuron, which is an industrial, currently industrial zone property. We're proposing, or we've requested, a rezoning from that industrial designation to a multifamily residential development rezoning. The multifamily residential rezoning that's been proposed by the City of Winnipeg that is acceptable to us is for the lowest density multifamily that can be achieved there. The property is approximately 104,000 square feet and can take approximately 83 units. Using the City of Winnipeg's formula under the zoning bylaw for the number of units based on that area. We are proposing a maximum of 72 units based on design principles rather than on area. We are also looking at a maximum height with that zoning of 4 stories, and we are asking for some minor variances on that in order to accommodate both that height restriction and just the essential boundaries of the property. We have, at the request of this committee, we have organized a meeting with the community. We had that on October 3rd, in which we had approximately 42 people, although there may have been a few more there, but we have a list of all the people who attended, which we can provide to the councillors if you wish to see it, of which it was held in the Notre Dame Community Center. Of the 42 people that attended, many, we were there from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. It was a very robust conversation. It went on and was very active, and many conclusions were drawn. Primarily, what we found was is that the community substantially represented by the people on Hamel, although there were some people from Uville, but substantially from Hamel, I believe, is the distribution, had concerns with the development, primarily on the basis of parking, on the basis of potential density, and the fact that their road, Hamel itself, is not all that great a road. Over the discussions, I think the conclusion that we came to with the that we heard from the community was is that what the community really doesn't want to see is a through traffic approach to the property. In other words, anything which would connect Uville to Hamel, or Uville to Gabarit, or Gabarit to, you know, anything like that, simply because it is assumed that people, residents of the overall community, would use that as a way to circumvent Desmuron, circumvent any of the other major streets. So at that time, at that meeting, two options were available, of course. One is a single access from Uville, or a single access from Hamel. Either or would be the best planning approaches. And we've looked at both of them. We looked at both of them during our original discussions with the planner and with the City of Winnipeg. And we can satisfy either of them. So we have no, my office and the people we represent, the developers for the property, will take the position that either a single access from Uville or access only to Hamel is acceptable on either part. We started with Uville, so we're prepared to live with Uville. We have read the planner's report, and if I read it, I'm getting the sense that the planner is recommending a single access from Uville in order to do this project. That's sort of the sense I'm getting from it. That's acceptable to us. The balance of the planner's report is acceptable also to us, which basically says we have to do an engineering study for sewer and water. We're going to have to satisfy fire department, streets and traffic, which is acceptable to us also. The planner has asked for a dedication of a corner of the property so it can be called a Parks and Rec dedication to allow Hamel to connect to the park area immediately to the east and the river. So we're prepared to dedicate a piece of property at that corner in order to do so. So in other words, we're pretty much in conformance with anything and everything in the planning report, and we feel that we can satisfy the community with either approach, and we take it at the discretion of this committee as to which is the direction that they prefer to go. Having looked, and we've done a small traffic study for the neighborhood, we feel the traffic is very low volume on both Hamel and Uville, so neither of them will be a major impact on the overall area. And an overview here, we're going to have to service the property from Uville in any event, because that's where the services are right now. So I believe we're satisfied with the approach that the community has taken, and we've listened to their feedback, and we're prepared to adapt to what they say. So I have the various plans here. I don't know. We've tried to do them so I can show them from a distance. But this would be, and I can give you a small scale if you want. I'll hand them out to you if you want me to do that. Do you want that? Now, inside that handout is there's about five or six site plans, but the two, sorry.
Your presentation, but when you get a chance, maybe you could turn that to the audience. Okay, good.
I will.
I won't interrupt it.
Okay, so from our perspective, is this is the way I've read the planner's report is an approach directly off Uville, coming down the rail right of way, and then onto the property, and no access to Hamel. With the planning. We've widened the road sufficiently so that a fire truck can go onto the property, do a complete U-turn, or not a U-turn, but do a complete cycle through the open circle, and then exit back again out of the property onto Uville. So we believe that that should be satisfactory to the fire department, but in any event, we have to design it to their criteria, but we have the room to do it. So under those circumstances, we believe that this will likely work for us, and again we're satisfied in being able to do it. The property up in the top corner is the property that the city has asked for dedication for Parks and Rec, and we're prepared to do that. Although we would ask that some consideration be given to us on the side yard on that corner, because we actually lose a little bit of side yard when we take it off. So we'll try and adjust the buildings to stay within the front yard, because Hamel is considered the front yard in this particular case. We may have to ask for a bit of a variance in that corner where we're giving up the park, but because it's really it's not touching the community at all, it should be a relatively simple thing to do, but it's not available today. If you agree to this and we donate it, we may be back and ask for a small variance in a few months. Other than that, I think we're okay with the planner's report and the planner's recommendations. So beyond that, I think it, you know, the approach that we're taking, I guess at this point, basically satisfies the no-through traffic aspect of the residents of Hamel, and basically removes any of the parking considerations that the residents of Hamel had about possibly having cars use their street, use Hamel too much for parking, because now if there's no access, there'll be no parking. So.
Okay. Could you talk a little bit, two things. One is the housing, and the second thing is the access egress. So tell us a little bit about the housing.
We have a number of images that we're showing there, and the images are of a housing, which what we're trying to do is we're trying to scale it more to a neighborhood housing, not an apartment block housing. So we're looking at more ground orientated to access the units, parking at grade under the building, so that it's not there's no parking on the inside the complex. I mean, on the streets and all that, it would be all under the building. People would access it from grade, and then it would be very compartmentalized. Basically, six units accessed off a a double stair system. So there would be. We would look at it more as a townhouse-orientated, although it's four-story. It would be a little bit more like a townhouse-orientated project, where we would get variable heights throughout the building, throughout the project, so it won't be a monolithic design. It should have a lot of texture to it and a lot of variation in the way it develops. It'll allow for, a nice departure in the city for a housing type. As far as egress goes, I mean, if the Uville approach is the approach that the city is going to take, then we will come off Uville. We connect to the cul-de-sac on Uville, which will be up to Streets and Transportation to tell us exactly how they want us to connect to Uville. We would enter along the right-of-way. We would have a circle road in the middle from which the traffic would access the garages or the under parking, and any of the emergency vehicles or access vehicles or support vehicles would be able to come and access the same loop road access. So I think what it basically does is it creates an internal circulation system that doesn't really impact on the neighborhood really at all. What the neighborhood will see is simply housing, fairly low-key housing, facing their housing, with all the circulation, traffic, and parking self-contained within the site. So the railway right-of-way allows us to use that basically as a road because it works quite decently.
So everything is geared towards the center of the property?
It is.
Balconies facing?
Balconies are all facing the center. Everything is facing the center. We will have windows, of course, facing the outside of the property. But they will, just windows no different than anybody else's windows.
And are these
the condominium units for sale. Exact sale price. I mean, we're trying to keep them at a distribution of two-bedroom and one-bedroom, probably three two-bedrooms for every one-bedroom. But this is all market, by the way, right?
Yeah.
So the two bedrooms would be 1,000 to 1,100 square feet, and value would be someplace in the area of $275,000 as of today's market value. Next spring or summer would be the actual sales time, so I can't predict that in terms of what that would. So this is certainly not, this is certainly what I would call middle/upper housing. This is qualitative housing. I think it would be a good companion in the neighborhood, and personally I think it would enhance the value of properties in the neighborhood. It is low key, lower key than I think the multifamily apartment development across the way, although that's a fine development too. I don't know, we have no gripes with that. No. It's just a totally different approach. We wouldn't.
What sort of materials would you be using on the outside?
Well, we haven't finalized that yet, but we would like to use substantially glass. We would probably use some wood, cedar siding, wood siding to enhance the look of it, and probably some stucco. Of course, we use some stone dash stucco because that's what my office has always used materials like that. So, I would say substantially there's going to be glazing in the building. We would use wood siding, cedar siding for it, and some stone dash stucco.
Where would the garbage receptacles be?
Well, because we're not building on grade, all the garbage will be under the building except for garbage day. Whenever the garbage trucks come, they get rolled out. Same as any multifamily approach. They won't be stored on the site, or they won't be stored visually on the road site. So it will be under the building, access from. We have stair access to the main floor at all times.
Councilor Swindell, do you have any questions?
No, we can listen to the rest, yeah. And I'll ask questions in rebuttal.
And so the parking again will be under the buildings?
Under the buildings.
And there's five or six buildings?
Well, we have four buildings shown, although, let's. We have one, two, three, four buildings. We are showing, by the way, maybe I'll correct myself. Parking under all these buildings.
These two buildings, if we have two options, either we build all of these like this, and all parking would be underneath, or we build two buildings where if we deal with plus 55 individuals, where we might have an elevator, they'll be very small. Five per floor, four stories, apartment-like complex, and we would have a covered parking in the back corner, which, of course, is right up tight against two industrial pieces of property right now. Doesn't touch Gabory and doesn't touch Hamel. It's just tucked in the back corner. Now, that's one of the site plans we do. If you look in that, we have a site plan where we don't have that particular situation. I say, is there's a little bit of flux here because we're not quite sure where the market is today. And without the zoning being finalized, it's kind of hard to finalize a final site plan. So what we're dealing in here is one is a density and access. All parking, let me put it this way, all parking will be covered. Covered, in other words, it will have a roof on it, and we expect it to be under the buildings. Yes.
Okay, and basically, in terms of access egress, you're fine with either or.
I think we can make both work. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let's hear from some of the other people. So you'll have an opportunity to come back
yes.
to rebut information. Sure. Yeah.
Should I just leave that up for now?
Yeah, why not? Okay, I'm going to go through the in supports first. You can come down and make a presentation, but you don't have to. You could simply register your support by acknowledging when your name is called. In support, Lisa Curtin. Support. Tom Scott, in support with conditions. Good. As well, for those of you who are late coming in, items 4 and 5, Pointe-Hébert, has been laid over to November 14th. That's the item to do with Messager, Hébert, and St. Joseph. There is a back lane that needs to be, it's a right-of-way for a back lane, that needs to be officially closed as well, so we want to do everything at once to make sure there is everything's covered off at the same time. Welcome, Tom.
Welcome. I have copies of some of the information that I'll be speaking on tonight. So, and let the record show I'm here representing the Old St. Boniface Residents Association. Now, we understand how important development is and the growth of St. Boniface to keep our schools and infrastructure and that going. So we are in support of this development with conditions. A lot of the conditions and concerns we have would not be there if they used the Uville access. With the Uville access, it would eliminate a lot of our concerns. If they use the Hamel access, our concerns would be much greater. The first thing is that we are bringing forth these concerns because we want to work with the city and the developer in that to get the community together to approve a plan. We want this to go forward. We don't want it to drag on and on and on like we have seen developments go in the past. The concern we have is the egress of Hamel, or any egress, really. We would like to see the land use that is south of this property, the vacant land, that the egress, the roadway into that, be resolved before this plan be approved. And we feel that if that's resolved ahead of time, it will answer some of the questions as to this and will prevent future problems that might come up. Now, if I read the report right, it states that the developer would be responsible for putting in a roadway from Hamel, on Hamel, right from Demuron, right down to the old railway line. But further on in the report, it says that they can come back for an improvement where the residents. We feel that the cost of the road should be borne strictly by the developer, with him not being allowed to come back with any type of cost to the residents in the area. They have been there with that road for this. They do not need the road as badly as the 70 people. They feel they should not have to pay a large portion of it for a 600 increase in traffic. Whether it is Uville or Hamel, the question of the street, the naming of the street, it should be officially be renamed Cabana. It has always been known as Cabana. The signs are there. The residents' mailing address are there. And we feel that that is an important part, that anything to be done, that that street be changed to legally to Cabana. The property and planning stated that they felt that there was no substantial adverse effect on the residents. We disagree with that. When you take the traffic from 17 homes and you add another traffic from another 70 homes, there's going to be an effect. First off, if the roadway goes in, the right-of-way will go right up to the residents' driveways, the garages. They lose all driveways. They lose half of the yard. They lose safety issue. So we don't agree with that part of it, and we think that that should be looked at. We also feel that there should be a proper traffic study done. If the roadway is going to go in off Hamel, that there be a proper traffic study being done. We appreciate the park, but we would like to know a little bit more about the size, what the path would be, will there be any blind spots, what are the safety issues that might be possible down the road. During construction, we would not like to see any construction vehicles coming using Cabana Hamel in any way, and we would hope that any infractions, people would be fined, and that from working with the developer on this, they seem to be very open to suggestions and willing to help. They had a wonderful open house where the residents were able to get a lot of information. So we feel that they would do their best to make sure there were barricades up in that to prevent trucks from going up and down.
That means that all traffic, construction traffic, would have to come down Gavry?
Well, the developer said at the meeting that there is that property is part of a condo property with property on DeMuron.
Okay.
And there is a right-of-way down there for the condo, and he thought that they could use that property.
For access, okay.
Okay. As happened in St. Boniface in the past, every time a development is approved, they come back for an increase in density after the fact. We would like to see that once this is approved, the density stays the same. There's no increase because of whatever reason. And visitor parking. We want to make sure that the parking spots that allocated for visitors will always remain allocated for visitors, that they will not be sold to residents for a second parking spot, and that they will always be maintained a certain number of parking spaces for visitors. The Old St. Boniface Residents Association would also request that we be involved in the final viewing of the plan so that we can help nip any problems in the bud before all of a sudden it comes out into the public, and then all of a sudden we are, you know, trying to resolve problems once they're out there instead of resolving them beforehand. And as for the no-through traffic, yes, that is a must there. Whatever access is used, there cannot be any traffic through off Uville onto either Cabana or Hamel. The problem with a lot of the residents on Uville already, they are complaining that there is through traffic now. They requested a four-way stop at Bertrand and Uville, and we support them in that. If the development is going to go off Uville, the roadway, we would also recommend that a sidewalk be put in so that the people living on Uville and George Ferre Place will have the safety of the sidewalk for the residents there, especially the children. And the last thing, this we ask especially Councillor Vandell to work on. The city planning says that the parking for this development, they're going to allow less parking than is normal because of the closeness to transit. Because of the number of people using transit and the people living in the area, we would recommend that crosswalk be put in someplace on DeMuron within the area. Okay.
Okay, any questions?
specific? Is there a sort of a place where there's an issue with pedestrians right now on
Is there
a specific location?
Well, 400 DeMuro on Bertrand Street. All the people that live off Uville, George Ferry Place, the seniors that are in 400 DeMuro, they've always have asked for a crosswalk to be put in there. So if we could get a crosswalk in somewhere close to that area, I think it would serve the community at large and not just one development.
Okay. Another question, Councillor?
No, I think I'm okay for now. No, I'm good for now.
Tom, early in your presentation, you referenced land south of the development for access. Were you talking about that access there that's on the map?
This one here.
Okay.
At some point in time, they're going to come forward and want to put a roadway in here. If it's off Uville, you know, if that's done, then we've got that solved now. But if we start doing access here, and then we have to develop an access here, we want to try and sort of nip that problem in the bud now. We feel that that can better answer some of the questions as to...
That's a privately held parcel, isn't it?
Yes.
It is, eh?
It originally, I think, and the developer can correct me, was originally thought that they might be able to make a deal to have this piece of land.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Next person in support, Walter and Michelle Kleinschmidt.
We're fine.
You're fine? Just register your support.
On the same conditions.
Same conditions. In support, Georges Boimier. In support, Megan Robert. In support. In support, Jules and Paulette Hébert.
Support with conditions.
With conditions? Okay. Good. In support, Norm Gousseau.
Good evening, councillors. Norm Gousseau with Entreprise Rielle. I'm not going to take a lot of your time today, but because I think that we've the developer spent considerable time in a public open house and had a really good dialogue with the community. So a lot of the concerns of the community, I think, were picked up on some of the redesign that was done here. And I think that they've done a good job in consulting with the community. As you know, we have a strategy in place to increase the density of North St. Boniface as a support to economic development, and this plays well into that strategy. It densifies the community, and that's a good thing, as opposed to single family. I think it's a proper use of that property. In terms of design and everything else, we have no concerns with that. We think it's an appropriate design in terms of scaling for the community as well. I will echo, however, some of the concerns that the community had with access, and I'll ask you, councillors, to consider this, where the proposal that we have a couple of proposals that were looked at, either access through Jumoulin or access, not Jumoulin, I always say that, from Uville or from Amel. It could be an advantage of looking at Amel or Cabana as the access point and the sole access point, as opposed to having a loop. Connecting the two will create traffic that is not from the community. It'll be people kind of zooming through from Marion to Demeron. That would be a concern. One consideration that you might want to do is with using Amel as the only access, would allow for further proper development south of this property. And what I mean by that is that this whole area is a bit of a mess. I mean, you have different parcels of land owned by different landowners, and using the Uville approach, you kind of commit the land to sitting the way it is right now. I mean, you have this spur over here that runs alongside the back of the property in an angle. It's kind of a weird access into the property. It probably doesn't allow for other development to happen in that area. And I think using AMEL opens it up for land assemblies and for future consideration by developers. However, you know, I think that the people who need to speak most loudly here is the community, and will support what they have, what they're going to suggest. I will also echo, I'm glad that Tom brought this forward earlier. We've had a number of concerned citizens contact us about access across Desmarais. A crosswalk would certainly be a benefit here, especially with property developments such as Place Bertrand, where you have people with mobility issues, you have seniors complexes as well. A crosswalk would certainly be a benefit to that area. At the same time, if we are going to consider using AMEL as the street, there's no doubt that there's going to be some improvements that are going to be required on that street. I understand the developer has agreed to enhance or to rebuild the street on its frontage. However, the balance of the street would need to be done, and I'm not sure that the residents should bear the cost of that. I think there's probably some benefit of having some tax benefit to the city by having this new development there, and it could be some consideration to call it a TIF, call it what you might, but that the city participate in the redevelopment of that street as a suggestion. Thank you.
This has come up a couple of times now on the idea of somebody else paying for Hamel. Like under its current zoning, something can go on there that would create quite a bit of traffic. I'm missing the point on the logic of why that would be something that would be specific to a rezoning application as opposed to a local improvement.
Well, is that the residents here that are on Cabana have been using that street for a good number of years, and it's, from what I understand, satisfactory for their needs. It has ditches on either side. It's only used by the residents, and it's, you know, they're okay with that. With from what I understand, the quality of the road is good enough for them. But add 70 units on that site, that's a lot of traffic.
No, I understand that, Norm. But the property still has zoning of manufacturing, like manufacturing. You could start manufacturing coffee tables in there and have shipments of lumber coming and going, and coffee tables coming and or going on a regular basis. You know, the traffic, you know, on the road is not necessarily affected by this development. I mean, there's already the opportunity, without coming to any rezoning application, to do something that would put significant traffic on that road, probably more traffic than, you know, weight-wise than what this is going to do, when you consider it's an industrial zoning that's on there. So I just, you know, understand where you're coming from, and I understand where the community is coming from. It just, you know, people have to be cognizant. This is not the starting point. The starting point is the manufacturing zoning, not
yes.
The residential zoning.
But I think the fact remains that it's probably been 30 or 40 years that nothing has happened on that property. And if you were to add manufacturing on there, there's probably a good chance that the street would have to be redeveloped in any case. Because put any weight on there with a chip seal, it wouldn't hold up, I would suspect. I'm not an engineer, but.
Okay, Norm, so you're in support with the preference off Hamel?
Well, I'm just putting it out there as a suggestion that you might want to consider that, so you allow for the balance of the property to see development down the road. Otherwise, you're cutting it up a little bit by using Uville. However, like I said, I think the residents are the ones that have should have the louder voice here, and your preference is important.
Okay. Thanks, Norm.
Mr. Chairman, can I reclaim my right to speak?
No. Stay still, commencement. You only have one chance to speak. That's it. I said at the beginning, that's part of the proceeding.
There's errors made.
Next
news. No? That's all right, Walter. But I think we can handle this. In support, Monique Muller? In support? Okay, I'm going to go to the, is there anybody else in support who hasn't filled out one of these? Because I'm going to change directions now. I have in opposition and also for information, Louise Potter. Welcome, Louise.
Hi, I'm at 370 Cabana. I wish I could have heard a lot of this before writing all this up, because there would have been a lot of different angles. My opinion and fears are based a lot on the meeting we had with the architect and the developers on October 3rd. We were led to believe that a large effort would be made on their behalf to lower the amount of density, and their large effort went from 70 to 68. And therefore, anything else they may have promised or promised in the future, I will be very skeptical to accept or to receive. I've seen how all this can go along with other developments in the neighborhood. Their counteroffer of 68 was an insult to my time that I put into these meetings, to my energy, and a lot of other people's time and energy. They, at the meeting, said that they would confirm their promise to look at themselves for paying for the roadway, the right-of-way, the access, all that. And already in the large forms that we received by email for this meeting showed that they would be asking for money afterwards, either from the city or ourselves or through TIFs or other ways, which I am completely against. They either pay for it or they don't use our road. As for the traffic at that October 3rd meeting, and today, he mentioned that it was very low traffic, and particularly he'd sat at our street, at the end of our street, for approximately 10 hours and practically fell asleep because the traffic was so low. We are 17 homes on this street. At 1.5 cars per home, that's 25.5 cars right now. At 1.5 outings per day, and this is, you know, low usage, we're looking at right now 76 times the car goes either back or forth. If we add 68 units at 1.5 cars, that's 102 cars. At 1.5 outings, that's 306 runs. So his 68 unit plus the 17 homes that are already there will bring us to 382 the back or forth. That's a 502% increase in our traffic. He believes this will not affect us. I believe otherwise. I took 10 months to find my home. This is a neighborhood I chose because it is quiet, because there was just a cute little park like Front Street, because I believed it was a lane, and I believe they're trying to call it a road. It is a lane that we have access to. With this traffic increase, a new lane would be needed. Of course, with city specs being followed. If we follow city specs, I believe you guys want a right-of-way of 59 feet. From the pictures I provided you guys, you can see that I had my land surveyed recently. There are pegs, and there are marks, and this shows that you guys can take over the whole back, and that scares me. That would leave me nowhere to park, other than in my tiny garage, which I suppose other people may see as my problem. But, you know, this is a really fun, adorable neighborhood, and I'd hate to see it become a large city project because of the density being increased by so much. If you look at just the density, our 17 houses versus their 68 units, and I'm being small here because now apparently he's claiming he can go up to 83, which is another fear of mine, that is a 550% increase. Yes, Norm, I agree, St. Boniface needs more density. But at what cost, always putting it at the end of a lane or at the end of a road or at the end of something? I mean, we have boulevards, we have Provencher that we can increase the density, we have, you know, Dimidon, like the main part, but to put 70 units at the end is very, very scary. Definitely, I would require a proper traffic study, not just someone sitting at the end of the road, because on a Sunday, it is very quiet. I don't want to see Amel become a main throughfare, mainly because that would then require a set of lights or stop signs at the corner of Amel and Dimeron. Amel and Dimeron is an awkward entrance. It is offset, and this is another issue. It's hard to get out of Amel or AKA Cabana as it is. So to increase the vehicle density is really inappropriate or unacceptable. So, Norm, it's not an advantage to use Amel. Also, if it does stay industrial, as Councillor Swandle said, industrial then at that point, if someone wanted to put something at the end of the street, I believe we would be pushing that they use the right-of-way that goes straight to Desmarais, because technically the address is 390 Desmarais. I don't see any purpose in having large trucks going on a lane that has generally a 65% weight rule most of the time. Right now there are four buildings shown. That's changed quite a few times since the beginning. So I do appreciate the support of the Old St. Boniface Residents Association. And I'm against, therefore, I'm a member. But point being is that I'm one out of the quorum. And point being is I'm allowed to have a different opinion, yet support the cause and see the development as it grows, making sure that they stay within the conformities of our needs. So I hope this is helpful to you guys in keeping the residents' needs in check.
Okay. Thank you, Louise. Any questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you. In opposition, Glenn Colt. Glenn, come on down. Welcome.
Thank you for letting me have some time here. First of all, I have to say that after having talked with the architect, there's no question in his mind that I am way too dense, so I'm sure that there's lots of density because of me inside the neighborhood. I'm very much against this project for a lot of reasons. Principally, it's just the wrong project for this piece of land. I even prefer a piece of industrial property with light manufacturing there, but it's never been there, has it? It's, for some reason, time has passed it by, light industry has gone somewhere else, and I'm told that the access is possible through the industrial properties that are already on Desmarais to service this property in the back. An industrial property would be great. Trying to scare us with an industrial property, which he seems to be think is a terrible thing, I think it's a great thing. We could have, very low problems with traffic. As far as I'm concerned, there would be no traffic on Friday evenings, no traffic most of the evenings, I imagine, and no traffic on Saturday and Sunday. I don't see a problem with light industrial property going there. For some reason, everyone has discounted normal neighborhood like normal residential. I think it would be a fine idea to have residential property there. If it was to be typical with the rest of the neighborhood, that distance in terms of starting from their property line for frontage, currently in opposition on the other side of the road, there is 7 properties. The rest of the 10 out of the 17 is along the property that used to be the paint business, as we referred to it, because that's what it was. It was paint business for many years, and their access in terms of emergency access for the fire department is a locked gate, a gate that the fire department, if they wanted to, could cut the bolt open and the chain open and get access to their site. I would actually, if any development takes place on their property, I would like to see no access whatsoever to that lane, whatever name you'd like to call it. A rose by any other name is still a rose. I would not like to see any increase of traffic at all because of this. I know this may sound selfish, but I have a son. He's autistic. He's 14 years old. but he still loves the idea of video games and him just running onto the street, which he happens to do occasionally, is still a matter of concern, even with this low amount of density. Two doors down on the other side of the road, there is still a sign posted with a little, you know, where the playground is, with the boy running across the road with chasing after a ball. That's still applicable. We'd like to keep that in character with the area. And if it was a residential property area, it would fit in. I wouldn't have any objections at all with this. The architect's basic problem here is that if it's an industrial property, he wouldn't be hired. If it was a residential property where lots would be sold, he wouldn't get hired. So he's plugging this property to be a high density or medium density or whatever density other than residential, than the lower residential of single properties and single family, is neither here nor there. Really, from what I understand, this whole thing started off property, for the current owners, they apparently, from what I'm told, got it for a song. They got for very little or at all, with a promise that residential property or some kind of development would be made. That has never happened. So as far as I'm concerned, if the property stayed vacant for years more until we find the correct development for this wonderful piece of land, I'd be perfectly happy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Glenn. So you want it to stay as industrial? And it's the first time I've heard your lane described as a rose, though. Paul Glue. Welcome, Paul.
Good evening, councillors and other gentlemen. We did have a meeting with Andrew Walk and Associates, and he was good enough to take the time to present different things to us, ask us our opinion, get some answer our questions the best that he could, and that was very nice. Personally, I'm not against the project as such, the development as such. I'm concerned about the written information that we got for Mr. Walk before this came out here tonight. And although this was part of their proposal originally, they showed another one where there was one access from Uville and one from Hamel, or none from Uville and two from Hamel. And I can understand the fire access and other service accesses and exits that you need. But for residents, I moved there in 1984, so I've been there a couple weeks. And I moved there because there was very little traffic, and we had the park area in the front to raise the kids. We raised four kids there. We always got our mail, our tax bills, everything as Cabana Place, where Hamel comes from, or where address proposal for Hamel comes from. I really don't know. It confuses me. If this proposal going from Uville, they should rename it to Uville and maybe reapply. I don't know what the process would be. But the concern was the traffic flow was one. And that was brought to your attention tonight. The only thing that Lulu mentioned was, I think she mentioned it 1.5 times going out. I'm not sure how 1.5 times works. But I'm semi-retired. I teach school. And I also do some contracting work when I can. And I'm in and out all the time. So I might be in and out 10 times, 15 times a day, or I might be twice a day, depending what the day is, what the situation is. Dear, can you go to the store and get some milk? Do this, do that. Go see my mom. She needs something done. That's just one person. And we have 17, never mind another 60 or 70. So concerned about the traffic flow is serious. The concern about what we already have and losing what we have, in a sense of the parking area, because we have good visitors come to visit our home. They could park behind my garage the way it is now, and they could park both sides of the lane. If you decide to go on Hamill and put a new street in, then there's no parking in our driveways at all. We won't have one. We'd have to park in a garage every time we come home. Like, how many streets do you have that where you have to do that? So that would be a concern. Unless you were just to make the street 20 feet or the lane 20 feet wide. But can you build it properly for that? I don't know. Would we lose our ditches? I hear that the ditches are better for drainage than the other system. Would you change that? At what cost and what expense? We don't want to bear the cost and expense. We're not making money on this development. Should it go through? Maybe $4 or $5 million profit when it's all said and done. You know, we don't have the money to pay for that. Anyway, when I moved in 84, we got our first tax bill. There was an assessment on the tax bill at that time for $600. My understanding from a neighbor, that was for the city to grade the lane, to tar it, to put chips on it, and to roll it. And we had to pay for that, but they would maintain it after that. And actually, they did a pretty good job, except for the last couple of years when the other development on Uville came to life and all the traffic, heavy traffic, started coming down and nearly wrecked our street or road or lane or pathway, whatever you want to call it. Maybe it's a long, winding, twisting, who knows what. Anyway, okay. Mr. Walk mentioned something about the four-story buildings that they would put in an elevator, a small elevator. Maybe you should practice moving some furniture and see the small elevator is not very practical for moving furniture. So that wouldn't help. If I own that property, I think it's about 2.2 acres, roughly, I'm guessing. I don't know for sure. If I own that property, could I apply for zoning for 40 lots? What kind of zoning would I apply for? Does anybody here have that answer? Planner zoning, Mr. Costa? Would you know that?
You can make an application for whatever you desire. Yeah. You can make an application for virtually anything.
Okay, the reason I ask is, last time I asked you, you said the smallest we could do was for 83 lots. Now I'm asking you if I could do one for 50 lots. You said, well, we take an application for everything. So what is it?
Paul, this is really, it's all hypothetical because you don't own the lot.
Well, neither do they. Maybe someone else can make an application, right? Talk with the builders. Okay, anyway, it's hypothetical. No answer to the question, though, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, should the traffic go on Hamill, we would recommend a light. Right now, it's a blind corner coming out of that street because of Interlab, or the old Interlab building. We had to have a no parking sign, ask the city to have a no parking sign installed back far enough so we could try and edge out before getting hit by a vehicle. And that seems to have worked fairly well. But with the extra increase of traffic, we would need lights and all new road construction, sewers. Oh, maybe the builders should pay for all that. Or as it is right now, if they were to go with this proposal here, where it's just in and out from Uville, there wouldn't be a concern about lights there. There wouldn't be a concern about a new road, sewers, water, all that kind of stuff. Are there any questions?
Other than that, you have no problems with the actual housing development?
No, I think that it's a good idea to have some type of development, and I encourage a housing type. They had mentioned something about 55-plus. Most 55-plus people I know do each have a vehicle, though, like if they're a couple. A lot of them, the older ones, don't, and then they don't live in that type of complex, usually. They go into another one where they get services.
Okay. Any questions, Councillor?
No.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and now in opposition or in for information, Christian Benamou. Merci. Which one? Information, opposition? Quel, est-ce que vous êtes... Okay, you've read opposition. In opposition, Suzanne McCarthy. Merci. For information, is there anybody else in opposition who hasn't filled these out? Because I'm moving on to for information. Okay, Zian Ambo. Zian? Information? And for information, Frank Buetti. Frank? He left. Okay, that's it. Is there anybody I didn't mention who wants to speak on this? Okay, please come forward. The applicant, Andrew Walk. Andrew, you can rebut any information that's been presented by any of the delegations, but you can't submit any new information at this point.
So I'll try and I've tried to keep notes, so I hope I'll pick off most of the questions or most of the issues that people brought up. Tom Scott suggested that the south property should be resolved. This is parcel 3 shown on our drawings prior to approval of this. Because the current developers don't own parcel 3, it's almost impossible. But what we can say is that the right-of-way that we currently have, the rail right-of-way, extends across the south or the east face of parcel 3. So we can allocate access from parcel 3 to the right-of-way to allow for a connection to whatever road we develop there, which would be a road, if we use what the planners recommended, a road to Uville. So we can allocate space for it, but we can't promise you that the individual who's not here will accept anything. So, but we can say they can if they want, which would be something the city can administer. So if that's an issue with Tom Scott, then I can.
It was lot 3.
Lot 3 is this piece right here. It has front frontage on Gaffery, and it has frontage on this rail right of way.
Okay.
So what Mr. Scott is saying is that this should be discussed, because if this individual decides to build on it,
right,
then if we own, the current developers own this piece of property, then his only access is to Gaffery. And then possibly there might be some issue on Gaffery, what he's doing there is possible. So what I can say today is I can plan this piece right here so that he can access this piece here and thereby have both Gaffery and Uville in order to access his property. But beyond that, I can't promise anything on property that he owns. So right. I can allow for a 25-foot access right of way.
And it's not in front of us today.
Yeah,
we don't own the property.
I got it now.
Okay. So we're prepared to say that. In terms of the question, it's come up a number of times about Hamel being rebuilt, developer only. It's in the planner's report. So Ms. Potter has suggested my summary of this was that we would, the developer for this property would rebuild Hamel across the face that they face, and that's it. The planner's report says all of Hamel. So already that's more than what was promised. But the planner's report has also said that they would prefer Uville. So if it's Uville, then we're not going to redevelop Hamel. So we're waiting for direction from this committee as to what should be done. So the planner's report has already got all of Hamel covered off if there's an access to it. So I'm a little bit... whatever happens is what takes place. As far as no construction trucks on Hamel, we understand that the road is not capable of taking construction trucks. When I was at the meeting, I suggested that there is a right-of-way off Desmuron, which comes through the industrial properties, which is a private allowance for vehicles. I've already advised the developer to advise the other property owners that this may be an option that he has to use. So they're investigating their rights under whatever that agreement is, this cross-property agreement. If possible, we would use it. This is exactly what I said at the meeting, and I wrote a summary of it, which confirms that. If it can't be used there, then access off Uville will have to be used if Hamel can't be used. And I agree with that, by the way, because Hamel is not in good shape. no construction trucks, right of way through condo. Well, nobody wants, that's what I just discussed, visitor parking always maintained. We agree that the visitor parking will always be maintained, and you can put that in the development agreement, that the visitor stalls can't be sold to the residents there. So whatever visitors designated has to stay visitors. Final viewing of Riel residents, I agree with that. We'll actually organize and have another overall community meeting, same as we did October 3rd, whatever the final plans happen to be. Also, there's whatever the planning, coordinated planning community we have to do anyways with the city. So I don't have an issue with that. Uville sidewalk to be put in. I'm at a loss for that. I don't know exactly what that means, but I understand that's a sidewalk on Uville running, I guess, south. I don't know that that really can be a part of this project here, to tell you the truth. But it's something to consider, I guess, from... But I can't personally promise to do that.
I don't know. There's enough right away there to put a sidewalk in.
Yeah.
I just don't know. It has never been brought up at the meeting, and it hasn't shown up before. So it's kind of hard for me to comment on it.
Yeah. Okay.
As far as the crosswalk on Desmuron, I can't comment on that either. That's streets and traffic. That's civic property. Mr. Gusso, good to increase density. Well, that's fine. No through traffic. That's the community said that, and we've got two proposals here, one All-Hamel, one Uville, both no through traffic. Hamel rebuilt our property only. They would prefer all of Hamel, Mr. Gusso would prefer all of Hamel rebuilt, which is in the planner's report, but if we don't use Hamel, then that's not going
to
take place. Ms. Potter, 70, she's skeptical, as she mentioned, that we would do anything here. We did... The just to make sure that everybody understands what the terminology here means is we never, the zoning that's proposed by the city of Winnipeg and the area of our property allows for 83 units. It's a simple arithmetic. My office has proposed that we can actually do a maximum of 72. We discussed 70 at the meeting. I've spoken with the developer and he says 68 is sort of an economic number for them. So there is a dialogue going on here, but we've never proposed 83. 83 is what the zoning allows. It's just simply the arithmetic in the bylaw of the city of Winnipeg. Ask for money later. We're not asking for any money from anybody. I wrote a summary of it. I don't think I brought anything up about asking anybody for anything. And if anything, the planner's report, if we use Hamel as an access point, is basically ask for more money from the developer to rebuild the entire road, the entire length of the road. So. I didn't actually understand that, although...
I think where that's coming from is that the fear that a developer would go and try and do it as a local improvement, which would force the reconstruction of the road.
But the development agreement...
But you wouldn't have enough front feet and enough property ownership to win the local improvement. So it's really a moot point.
And you have a development agreement process which will eliminate that. You would just simply say that this is the condition of it.
Yeah,
if you're doing it,
do
you
it.
Have to do it this way, no local improvements. So it's entirely in your hands. It's not up to us. Traffic very low there. It is very low. We have a complete traffic analysis for the area, although, you know, as Ms. Potter says, it's not scientific and it wasn't. But it is very low on both streets, and this will increase the traffic. But I don't believe, personally, I don't believe it will increase the traffic to a great extent. But there's no question that it will increase the traffic. It's given there's more people there. It's just a question of what's reasonable and what's fair. Very low. Claim 83. It's just 83 units. The 83 units is just simply arithmetic. I believe I missed Glenn's last name, unfortunately. So Glenn was the first. His suggestion that it's way too dense. And again, we're using the planner's direction on this. This is what the city of Winnipeg has recommended to us. Wrong project for this piece of land. We actually believe that it's actually a good project for the piece of land. Industrial project is preferred. It's the people who own the property effectively within the system should have the right to determine what the property should be used for. So I think that's what they've said, that they would prefer it to be residential. Discount normal neighborhood. We're trying to work with the neighborhood. I don't think we're trying to discount the normal neighborhood. And I'm not so sure exactly what the other comment was about our involvement in this. We're simply, the developer has
acted towards purchasing the property and engaged us to explore this opportunity here. It's really got, we're not involved in terms of the purchasing of the property or the development. We are, we actually work, we're just the working guys for this. Mr. Glue, not against the project. One access alternate site plans. He's right. There has been a number of alternate site plans, and what we're trying to find is the most appropriate for this particular project. So we have two, I think, at the end of this. Traffic flow, he's concerned about traffic flow, so one access, either no through traffic is what we've proposed, and I think everybody agrees with that. Visitor parking, we will keep the visitor parking proper. It won't be sold, and it will be maintained. And as far as moving furniture goes, we'll make sure that the elevators are big enough to get the furniture in the place, should we have elevators with plus 55. We know how to do this. We've done this before. So I think that that generally responds to the questions that were brought up. I believe the planner's report actually answers a lot of these questions in its content, although it's quite a heavy report. I believe most of these questions are answered by the planner's report. So,
okay. Thank you, Andrew. Councillor Swindell, any questions?
No, I think Andrew did a good job of summarizing and hitting on everybody's points. The issues here are more of sort of overall planning for the area, I think, than, you know, what we're dealing with specifically here. The land use piece versus the access. It would be really nice if we could come off of Desmiron on that, the strip that you're talking about using for access for construction, but that doesn't appear to be an option here.
Okay. Andrew, there's a recommendation 2A1 that prior to the development of any structure, you shall submit plans to the Riel Community Committee on the location and design of all the buildings, the parking areas, the garbage enclosures, the fencing, the landscaping, the signage to this committee. It's not a problem?
I'm okay with that.
Good. Great. Okay. And in terms of, I've always said this was going to be the contentious part about this development will be the access and the egress. And you clearly have stated several times that you're amenable to both of them, either Amel or...
Or Uville.
Or Uville. Okay. Well, I have a recommendation on that. So if there's no more questions for Andrew, I think thank you for meeting the neighborhood. I think you've done a good job in addressing some of the concerns that were here several weeks ago. So you can have a seat, and I'll move some motions.
Do you want me to take the chair, Councillor?
Sure.
Okay, let's start with the rezoning.
I'll move the receipt of representations to be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.